Hi everyone, my name is Sam Bucciarelli and I am the Land Stewardship Coordinator at the Schuylkill Center. Welcome to the forest. I'm here today to tell you a little bit about what a forest is, some of the different animals that call a forest home, and also how we can help to protect and restore forests like this one. Forests are big areas covered with not only trees, but also smaller plants and shrubs. There are often all different types of trees, and some of the most common trees in the forest here are tulip poplars, oaks, and sassafras, among others. Forests are important for so many reasons. We'll just talk about a few of them, but know that there are so many other reasons besides just these. One reason is that they provide important habitat and food for all different types of animals. Insects such as beetles, reptiles such as turtles and snakes, amphibians such as toads, mammals such as squirrels, and birds such as owls all find their home and often their food in the forest. Can you hear any animals moving about? Another reason forests are important is because trees can actually take in pollutants from the air using their leaves. So planting more trees can actually make the air we breathe cleaner. They'll also filter water through their roots, giving us cleaner waterways. However, maybe the most important function of forests is that the trees in them provide oxygen. Take a deep breath. Oxygen is what we need to breathe. Through a process called photosynthesis, trees take in a gas called carbon dioxide. They then take that gas and pump out oxygen in return. It's estimated that just one large tree can provide a whole day's worth of oxygen for 4 people. For this reason, trees are known as the lungs of an ecosystem. With forests being so important, you might be wondering how we can help to restore them. The good news is that there are so many ways that we can help forests and the animals that call them home. One way we can help forests is by leaving dead or dying trees. Sometimes, dead trees can be a safety risk, for example, if they are close to a building. But as long as there are no safety risks, dead trees are great for the forest. Dead trees that are still standing are called snags. Bald eagles, woodpeckers, squirrels, raccoons, and owls are just some examples of animals that will use snags as their home. Logs are dead trees after they have fallen. Logs are also teeming with life. Find a log near you and gently turn it over. Do you see bugs underneath? What about mushrooms on top? Insects and fungi love dead logs. Make sure to turn the log back over when you're finished. Once broken down by insects and fungi, dead logs will return nutrients to the soil. It is estimated that a tree will take as long to decompose as it took to grow. The afterlife of a tree provides food and habitat for many creatures, big and small, for many, many years. One other way we can help the forest is by leaving the leaves. Do you see any piles of leaves around you? A lot of people want to rake the leaves that are in their yard so it looks tidy and clean. Leaves, however, are important for many small animals, especially in the winter. In the winter, leaves act as a blanket. The leaves protect them and keep them warm. Caterpillars and toads are just some examples of animals that use leaf piles in the winter. Leaves aren't only important for animals, though. Similar to logs, they also return nutrients to the soil. As leaves break down over time, nutrients go back into the soil, and the trees use these nutrients to grow strong and healthy. So the next time you go to rake those leaves, think about maybe leaving some smaller piles around the yard for the plants and animals that need them. Thanks for learning about forests with me today. Look for the animal habitats on the forest section of your pamphlet while you're here. Once finished, follow the signs to travel through the forest to the next station, the pond. And lastly, make sure to use the hole punch below to punch the forest section of your passport. Once you go to all 3 stations, stop into the visitor center for a prize.